The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes towards his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I've been asked a couple times if I have a Facebook page, and I of course, you know, have to respond by saying no, I don't. I don't have a Facebook page. I don't have a MySpace page. I don't Twitter. I really don't do any of that. But I do email. I do have a cell phone. I do text. I actually was at our parish, St. Teresa in Skagway, and you know, as I was going around the diocese, meeting a whole bunch of people and going for the various parishes, when I was greeting people after Mass, a lovely family came up, mother, father, and three children, and I'm introducing myself to all three of the kids and the mom and dad, and mom and dad informed me, they said, "Oh, and we have," and I think that the kids ranged like 13, 10, and 6, and they said, "Oh, and we have one at home too. We have a older son who's a senior in high school, and he's not here this evening, Saturday night Mass. We hope," he says, "he's going to attend Mass tomorrow morning," which we hope he does. And I said, "Oh, I do too. It would be great to meet him." I said, "Well, does he have a cell phone number?" And they go, "Oh, yeah." I said, well, how about if I text him?" And so I pulled out my iPhone, and I said, "Give me your cell phone number." And the little boy, 6 years old. Now, I got to tell you, I have to excuse myself here. This isn't usually, I'm not as crass as this, but little boy, the little brother goes, "Oh, Nate will crap." Well, I said, "Nate, I met your lovely family here in church. They said that you're going to be here tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you, with prayers, Bishop Burns." And I sent it off. Well, sure enough, the next day I saw Nate. And it was great. It was just great. And I think that there are certain ways in which we can get, you know, certain messages out. It's interesting, as we were planning for, you know, Lent and Ash Wednesday and everything, I was talking and I mentioned that, okay, great, you know, as Father Thomas says, Ash Wednesday, this Wednesday, fine, Father Thomas will have the 7 o'clock Mass in the morning, I have the noon Mass, Father Thomas will have the 7 p.m. here, I'll be at the prison in the afternoon distributing ashes. Then I said, what I'd like to do is go to St. Paul's for the 7 o'clock Mass out there. And so I said, but I got to call Father Peter and let him know that. So what I did was I called Father Peter the next day, and I said, Father Peter, I said, hey, I just want to let you know, if possible, if I could have the 7 o'clock Mass out there at St. Paul's. He goes, oh, I've already heard from a whole bunch of people that you're coming out for the 7 o'clock Mass. And I said, if only the Word of God could travel as fast, that would just be wonderful. And I think that we do have ways in which we can communicate, we can get the word out, and as far as our society is concerned, we try to get that word out pretty fast. If Jesus were in this day and age, I bet he would use some of this technology. I bet also Jesus would probably write a book, you know, be out there and making sure that it gets published and circulated and all. But he didn't live in this age, and yet he did have a message that he wanted to get out. He wanted to get his word out. And the way in which Jesus did that was that he taught his disciples. He taught his disciples, and also in beginning this church, he chose 12 apostles. And it was interesting that it was those 12 apostles and the disciples that what Jesus wanted to do was form them and create them into being the living books that would go forth and tell the message. That what he wanted to do was really write his word upon their hearts. And it would be from their hearts that they would live this new way of life. And that they would, in following Jesus, come to know him and understand him. The message of the gospel, the love of our God, and the full teaching of the kingdom of heaven. He relied so much on his disciples and the way in which he was going to send them forth. The disciples, they were indeed ambassadors for Christ. They were the ones who went out and proclaimed the good news. And Jesus sent them forth. He sent them out to the farthest ends of the world to proclaim this good news. It's interesting that that good news has reached us today, and it's so much a part of our lives. And it is indeed that good news that is written upon our hearts. What we pray for is the strength and the grace to go forth and proclaim it and witness to it. It's how the Lord continues to rely on the message getting out, that he looks to us, the disciples of today. He doesn't necessarily push a send button, but what he has done is he has impressed upon us his love, his joy, goodness, and the fullness of life. And we know it all. We've experienced it. We know that our God is there who sustains us. We don't question that. It's so much a part of our faith. And it is our faith that we profess. And we're proud to profess that faith because we know Jesus who has called us, has called us by name. We're joyful this evening that there will be others who will join us in this profession of faith and in the fullness of our church. We celebrate with Cynthia and Marcus as they are received into the church, and with Dallas as he completes his initiation into the church with the sacrament of confirmation. Cynthia, Marcus, and Dallas, I have to say that by your presence today, what it does is it affords us an opportunity to once again recommit ourselves to this message. Just as we now join with you, that great joy that Christ has given us, your presence here continues to spark us on. And by doing so, you now know another community of friends and family who join with you in proclaiming the gospel message. Jesus Christ, our Lord, He didn't Twitter. He didn't have Facebook. He didn't have any of that. But he has us. And we are the disciples of today. And he has written upon our hearts with an iron pen and with a diamond tip the words of life, the words of truth, of goodness, and of peace. We're ever so committed as the disciples of today to go forth and proclaim Jesus Christ. To do so, we listen to him yet once again through Scripture. We participate in his body and blood at this Eucharist, and we find ourselves nurtured and nourished to go forth as disciples. We pray that we will be able to carry out Christ's message, just like the early disciples, to carry out that message even to the ends of the earth. Amen.